Hi, everybody. Well, we're here again, and today is Saturday, and it's Saturday night live on the Lightship. And we have the date here, which is June 14th, 2014. So I think we should probably clear the 14s here. So let's do that here for everybody, in case you're connected to that. So here we go. First, we'll just clear both of them. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And then we got to clear the 6. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And next, let's just do the 20. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's do a clearing here. And we're going to do one for the emotional clearing. If you have any emotional situations or anything that you've experienced, here we go. So think of that emotional situation. And it could even be something that you're dealing with now because of Father's Day tomorrow. That's possible. So think of that situation. Here we go. Clearing that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And next we'll do a mental clearing. These are for the mental people out there. So you may have a similar situation mentally. And here we go. Mental clearing. So releasing that energy from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That doesn't feel too bad. And we'll do a physical one now. Sometimes people have conditions, situations. So think of a physical condition that you may be dealing with. Maybe it happened just recently. So here we go. Physical condition. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now we'll do the light beam activation. So bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. Here we go. Going to bring peace energy to you and also into your room. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Feels good. Okay, so we'll bring up our co-host tonight. So are you out there, Kathy?
Hi, Ron. Yes. Hello, everyone. And happy Saturday night on the Lightship. As Ron said, today is Saturday, June 14th, 2014, and we're listening to Creation Lightship Healing with Ron Amatron on BBS Radio Station 2. On Saturday nights, we're on Station 2, 7 p.m. Pacific Time. And for those who just joined us, we do have a chat box, chat room on the BBS Creation Lightship page that you can click on and join in with others who are posting comments and possibly reactions to healings when Ron does them. And then we co-host read the fast chat and read your comments, your reactions, and also any questions that you might have regarding the particular topic that we're discussing during the program. And so Ron just cleared some numbers, today's date. He cleared, gave us some emotional, physical, and a mental clearing. So we appreciate having that. That's kind of gets us in a good spot to join him when he takes us to the Creation Lightship. And until that time, you can be also thinking of some particular physical area of your body that you might like the light beams to heal while we're there, because he does take us there, I guess, etherically. We bilocate, and then while we're there, the light beams examine us and give us a little bit of help with something that's bothering us. And the healings only do work live on the Lightship while we're with Ron during this program. So anyway, it's good to make the most of the time when we're up there. And today we have Cindy with us, and let's just say hello to Cindy right now. Hi, Cindy.
Hello, Kathy and Ron and everyone out there. Thanks for tuning in.
Great. Yeah, Cindy, before we get started reading the questions and from the CLS questions at Yahoo, would you like to make a few announcements?
I would love to. For all of you that are going through the BBS chat, you will find the CLS chat intro page, and that has all the important links, event listings and reminders, and some other information that would be important to you. So be sure and check that out. And the events that we have coming up would be the monthly conference call, and that will be tomorrow, Sunday. It's an 8-hour call, the physical rejuvenation call on June 15th. And the link on the CLS chat intro page will take you right to creationlightship.com so you can register or read more information regarding the monthly rejuvenation call. And we also have special weekly conference calls. On Tuesday, we have the cording removal. Thursday, we have the clone body removal. And Friday, we have entity removal. And as you know, those are all hot topics. Ron shares information regarding those issues and also clearings that we can do. And during the conference calls, it's very focused on those issues. And then on Wednesdays, for healings, creation light, chip healings, and water activation takes place. So be sure and check out the CLS chat intro page. And back to you, Kathy.
Yeah, that chat intro page is a great source of information if you need to recall something or you need the healing login information and or you aren't sure about when the next program is on. It's all right there. And also, of course, all the things that Cindy just announced, such as the Ascension Preparation Call. So anyway, just good to be reminded that it's there and very convenient for us, as well as also on the creationlightship.com homepage. Okay, so Ron, maybe we could take some questions now from the listeners that came into clsquestions@yahoo.com. Should we get started with that?
Let's see how many we can get tonight.
Okay. All right. The first one here is really a comment about something that's bothering this listener, and he says that the now doesn't change fast enough for him. He says the environment he lives in is not healthy, and I'm ready to move and be away from my situation, but the means and the money I need to move is not happening now, even though I'm doing mind-to-heart drops and timeline crashes. So, Ron, he doesn't say how long he's been doing all these things and if there's any other healings that he's been doing, but it sounds to me like this is a situation that a lot of us kind of go through. Once we become aware of things, we kind of want to make a change right now, especially if something's really bothering us. But I'm sure a lot of listeners can relate to this. We want to make a change, but we can't.
Yeah, so I would also check out, you know, what you have on your psychic billboard. And, you know, sometimes he's right about the now not changing fast enough. So sometimes you're still stuck in that duality, and it hasn't really responded to you the way you want it to. Remember, when you do the clearings, it should get you more into the now. And then when you're in the now, you're able to choose, you know, what your new reality is going to be. So there may be just some more stuff there in the way. And, yes, that can be very frustrating, having an outcome that you want and it's not, you know, coming to you. So, you know, check out your psychic billboard and, you know, do a lot of timeline crashes at night. And then also, what are you looking for? You have to look around yourself to see about the move. So if the money's not coming, you're not looking at necessarily, you know, the money should follow what you want. So what I'm looking at here is maybe you're putting too much emphasis on moving and not enough on where you're going to get extra money. So you may want to change what your timeline crashing, because you may want to look at it more like maybe the prosperity jumpstart or something. So, you know, just monitor and see where you are with your income. And are you willing to take a different job, another job or something like that, to bring the money forward for you, because if you have a conventional job, chances are you're not going to be able to, you know, have extra income, you know, coming your way, because you're not, you know, the job may not even provide that for you. So you probably have two issues going on there, and just trying to get one to move into a different location, you know, may not completely work, okay? Although, you know, there may be a way that maybe somebody can possibly help you in that process. So,
Ron, I'm wondering if possibly we could do a healing for this gentleman or the listener, so he can get to the point where he can, you know, take your advice. Do you suppose there's some frustration here, or I'm feeling stuck, that could be cleared?
Yeah, so let's do one for just frustration. So here we go. And everybody can probably relate to some kind of frustration or frustrating event in their life that they're going through. So here we go. Think of your incident. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, back to you.
Thanks, Ron. Okay, so Ron just did a healing for feeling stuck or frustrated or whatever is preventing us from moving fast as we'd like. And I'm sure a lot of people can relate to that. So thank you very much for writing in and giving us some opportunity also to look at our own lives and apply the healings in other ways so we can achieve our goals. Next question. I'm doing another week of timeline crashing, but since I have one computer, I need to pause my clearing several times a day. And then I resume the timeline crashing with the restart message. This person wants reassurance that the timeline crash will still be working if he resumes, or he or she resumes where they left off.
Yeah, well, because what you already cleared is cleared. So you're just clearing more of the timelines as you move forward. So, yeah, you know, if you cleared 50 of them, you know, you maybe have 500 more to go. So, you know, you don't have to go back and think that you have to clear the first 50. Those are already there. So just keep doing them until you feel like the energy of that timeline is no longer affecting you. And remember, there's many timelines that are connected to one issue. So it could be one issue with the exact same copy and paste of an event, or it could be just a situation with a certain heading, like back pain or nervousness, you know, anxiety, something like that. And you could have many, many timelines that you could be put onto for different events that's going to take place in your life under that heading. So it works, you know, two different ways, the way they can put you on the timelines. And they can also timeline you and do timelines, you know, into your future. So we don't talk about that too much. Normally it's typically the past. And you could be on a clone planet doing, you know, timelines too that you know nothing about, wondering why things are happening to you. So back to you.
So it should be that when the person's talking about pausing, I think they're talking about momentarily pausing, probably not pausing for more than a few hours. I mean, pausing can be misinterpreted, right?
Yes. So, you know, whatever you did, you're just starting, you know, on another timeline that pops up. So what you cleared already is done, and it's like a new day for you, we'll say, and you just keep going with that issue until you feel relief. So there'll be no difference if you did it all night long and you cleared a lot of them, or if you just wanted to do maybe 10 clearings a day for maybe a couple weeks. It'll be the same at the end of it, just so you're going to get more done if you do it possibly at night. So you got to decide how many timelines you would like to do on a situation, and then from there, how many do you really need? So first just put a number in and try it out and see how you're feeling. So back to you.
Okay, great. Yeah, good advice. So just keep moving forward on it. All right, next listener email. is about a physical change. Since I've started going to the light ship and doing the clearings, my eyes are changing in a good way. I was born with hazel eye color, but now they are a pretty light blue. I really like them. Thank you. So Ron, she's giving the credit to her healings. So that's very nice. Do you have any comments about physical changes?
Boy, a lot of people go through physical face changes. They'll look younger and happier. And also, like, if you go in the light chamber, a lot of people have commented that they can see better when we go to the different events. So, yeah, the clearings do change, and people can sometimes see better than they could before the clearings. Because, remember, if your eyes are changing, that means that it's taking away the densities that your eyes are probably seeing. Because your eyes could be carrying and hanging on to negative events that you have seen. So as you do clearings, your eyes are getting clearer. Plus, you're cleaning out your spirit, because your spirit's getting cleaned out, too.
Hmm.
And like we say, if your eyes are all glossed over, you're not home. And the brighter your eyes are, the more you're in your body. So that could also be interpreted that your eyes may actually become brighter or change as you have more spirit energy. So back to you.
Well, I've never heard of this before. Maybe, Cindy, you have. You've been listening to Ron since the very beginning. So feel free to, you know, jump in. But she's got a whole change of color. It's not like they got lighter brown or from hazel to green. They went to a whole different color. And I've heard, Ron, you talking about people's eyes getting brighter, too, but this is remarkable. What do you think, Cindy?
Well, I agree. It is remarkable. I have not heard of that happening.
Hmm.
So I'm wondering, you may have mentioned this and I missed it, but I'm wondering if her eyesight is different. Is she seeing better?
Yeah, that's what looking at myself is how's the eyes doing? More than the color, you know, how is the eyesight actually doing? So, but that's great. Well, I guess back to you. We'll get the next question now.
Okay. All right. Cindy, would you mind checking, please, the fast chat for any questions that might come up about things we've been talking about? I just wanted to mention something that Ron brought up at the beginning of the program, which was about Father's Day being tomorrow, and you did kind of a healing on it, Ron, but I was wondering if you could pursue it a little farther. You and I had done the Mother's Day program that Saturday night before Mother's Day, and I just want to mention that compared to Mother's Day, Father's Day in our country, United States, doesn't seem to be quite as big a deal as Mother's Day. And I wonder, I don't know why that is. And also, I tend to think that maybe there's just some healing that might need to be done and some blockages that could be cleared or maybe not addressed or dealt with. I kind of feel bad for the fathers because they don't seem to get quite as much energetic output and appreciation and love, you know, or attention in the media at all. Nothing in the stores and nothing really going on, you know, except for the usual try to get them a recliner chair or a new tie type of thing in the advertisements. So, Ron, I was wondering if we could do some, maybe talk about this a little bit and do some clearing on it. And, you know, maybe Cindy, too, you might have some ideas or see something in the chat room about it. So, Ron, do you suppose that this could be an issue in our country about the image we have of our fathers and maybe some feelings we have that are not quite too positive?
Yeah, well, typically, you know, the husband, the father, you know, is the breadwinner, not always, but typically that's what it is. And from there, normally the male in the family does most of the discipline. So you know, you may have a negative reaction to Father's Day. You may think about it as, yeah, you know, I used to get beat once a week with the belt. You know, in my generation, that was pretty common. To the younger people now, that may like be, wow, that's absurd, you know. But, you know, that's just the way the mindset was. So, you know, you may not have a positive event, you know. Like, you know, one person was saying, well, gee, you know, where do you go to get a card to give your father, you know, like saying, gee, thank you for beating me once a week or every other week, you know, with the belt, you know, I'm sure Matt did some good, but, you know, that wasn't very loving of you. You know, that, those cards normally don't exist. And so, and maybe your father was never with you. You know, maybe they took off all the time. Maybe they're a salesperson and you never saw him. So Father's Day come and you feel abandoned because you go, well, he could have been with me, but he's out on the road making money to support me and my family, my mother and, you know, maybe my other 10 kids, you know, siblings, you know. So you need to look at what you're feeling about and how this day is going to affect you. So think of a situation, and maybe your father's very loving, so it doesn't matter, but think of a situation that you want to have cleared, and we'll just do that now for you. So here we go. Think of that one situation that could be very positive or even very negative. So here we go. Releasing that from you. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. And then maybe you're now a father listening. And so maybe you're just stressed out, maybe because of just situations of life, and you're trying to do the best thing that you can do for your family, and you may just think that it's not enough. Let me do a clearing for that if you're a father there or a husband. So here we go. Releasing that energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, back to you, ladies.
Okay, thanks, Ron. That was good. I was wondering if we could also talk about maybe someone feeling abandoned emotionally or, you know, physically by their father. If we could maybe have a healing for that, because I know that's kind of a common complaint, that the father just wasn't there for them in a lot of ways.
Okay, so that was like a you know, rejection, abandonment. So we can do that over again here. So think of something like that. That'd be a different heading for you. And here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. So this is just one of those days that people could have issues. You know, you have issues on holidays and everything else, and this is maybe one of those key days. So back to you, ladies.
Okay, well, Ron, what about the issue of feeling a little, you know, angry at your father, or also sad maybe too if you're not going to get to be with your father? I know you kind of said we could have a general healing, but for some reason I think, you know, that the father's spirit is being sort of, I don't know, maybe just sort of taken more lightly, and actually it's very heavy. So would you mind, please, clearing for sadness? Thanks.
That's okay. So here we go. Sadness. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, and we'll do another one here. This one here might be more for anger, possibly. Maybe your father was in the military in one of these more recent wars here, and he died. And so you're angry because of him going into the service, you know, which could be abandonment for you, but you're angry at another particular race of people that he fought, which killed him. So let's through that, and this could be a big one. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, back to you, ladies.
Okay, well, some comments in the fast chat are, let's see, Cindy said you're trying to reload it. So it says, one person says, oh, yeah, this does sound really familiar. I would hear the words, wait till your father gets home. That was like a threat. And then she says, we would see the belt come off. Here's another one. My parents tried to hit me with the belt, but I fought back as a child and never had them use the belt again. Yeah, that thing about the belt, that's associated with the father.
Okay, so let's look at the belt. Maybe you have a belt. Maybe you're afraid to wear a belt because it brings back pain. So here we go. What else is a belt to do besides hold your pants up? Well, it could be used for abuse, childhood abuse. So did your parents abuse you? Here we go. So think of that belt. And, you know, maybe you have it. Maybe they gave it to you, you know. So here we go. Or you used to see the belt hanging up or something or a paddle, and that's still in your memory. And you know what that was used for all the time, that special belt or paddle. So here we go. Release that energy from you. One, oh, boy, this is heavy. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, oh, boy, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so let's bring in some peace energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And now let's look at the flip side of that. So what did your mother do to you? She turned you over to your father if that was a discipline situation. So that could be a betrayal from your mother. Dad's coming home. He's going to get you, you know. So here we go. Betrayal that your mother did to you. This is probably just as bad as the belt. So stronger, releasing it. 1, 2, 3. Yeah, this is heavy. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you.
Oh, thank you, Ron. Well, that really did feel heavy. A lot of father issues, and I do remember that TV show called Father Knows Best. And it's kind of funny, you don't see TV shows like that very much anymore with any kind of positive father image. It's really kind of sad. Also wanted to ask you why the Earth is called Mother Earth when it's actually Father Earth.
I don't know. I think people think that because things grow off the planet, out of the planet, you know, trees and grass and everything else, that it's female energy because it's giving birth to something. So they think it's the mother. You know, I don't know. But that's what I would tend to think here. And remember, once somebody says something and it's in print and everybody starts to go along with it, Then you have the 100 monkey scenario, we'll say, and everybody believes it as correct and true. And then you have your mindset pattern on that, and nothing else can normally sway you from that particular situation or information, because you know that it's real because everybody else believes the same thing you do. So the whole thing is to realize that there is a possibility of different things, other situations out there, other conditions, other mindsets that you can have to free yourself, to get out of the mind matrix. So, you know, just think about that one show, the Ender's Game. So a lady got up and shot the arrow into the sky, which was the mind matrix, you know, sky that was up there. The glass all broke down. So remember, that's very good. Back to you, ladies.
Good to know. Ron, it's 34 after the hour. I know you wanted to go to the Creation Lightship soon. Do we have time for one comment Cindy found in the CLS questions?
Yep, just go ahead. Yes, that'd be great. Sure.
All right, great. Thank you. Be sure and send your email to clsquestions@yahoo.com. It really helps everyone. And I happen to have one that says, on this past Wednesday's program, when Ron cleared the alien energies repeatedly, I felt myself yawning along with him, which I usually don't do. After that, many of the numbers that follow me have disappeared. Is there any connection?
I think you probably answered the question, you know. The answer was in the question. So, yeah, if you do feel results or see things changing, just kind of look at it as that possibility.
Right. It felt like a direct connection to me, for sure. And we did go into depth about the numbers, and you were clearing several. There's an additional note here. Also, the alien races we talked about are specifically listed on the alien attack removal page. This is a question that came up on Wednesday and wasn't answered. We did address it Friday night just a little bit, but it is a good reminder to know that those within those options, it does list different alien races. If that's something that comes to our mind, then we can clear it. So thank you very much for the email. Back to you, Kathy.
Okay, Ron, it's 36 after. I want to be sure we leave time to go to the Creation Light Chip, and then Cindy can read some other of the emails if you'd like, if we have time.
Okay, so here we go, everybody. Yeah, that sounds good. So if you want to input maybe about six of those, let me know what they are, and Kathy, and we'll start. So let's go to the Light Chip, everybody. And this only works live on this particular program, which is, you know, our Saturday call. And here we go. We're going to go up, and you're going to be bilocated. So you're there physically. Okay, you're there physically, and you're here physically at the same time. And you request one particular healing that you'd like to experience. And we'll see how well the healing sticks down here. It'll stick very well if you had a lot of clearings. Otherwise, your energetic bodies that gave you the situation will just pull your healing back into what it was, sometimes before you even went to the light ship. So if you don't have any results, then that's because you have a lot of densities, a lot of blockages. If you do have results, that means that you had them cleared out of you, and the clearing can help. Remember, all these energetic bodies that are invisible are giving you your situations, and those come forth from mind energies. So here we go. We're going up to the light ship. You can bring up your particular plants, animals, pets. And here we go. Garden, if you have a garden now. So we're going up. On count to five, you're going to feel the energy around you change. You're going to be completely out of time. So one, two, three, four, and five. And I'll first go into the butterfly room here. And the butterflies are there. They created, and light beings are in the butterflies to do healings on you. So here we go. And it's, that way it's very user-friendly when you see them. So they may be larger than you expect, but they're still butterflies. So here we go. Bringing energy to you down here so you can feel the energy of the butterflies. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, Kathy, what's the next room we can go into?
I see a request for elephant room, please.
Okay, so here's the elephants coming. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, next room.
The deer room.
Okay, deers. So here they come. These are little fawns. So here they come. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, next room.
Koalas.
Koala bears. Okay, here they come. One, two, three, four, and five. And don't be surprised if you don't physically see them sometimes. You may bring back an imprint of what they look like. A lot of people have that experience of seeing the different light beings when we go to the rooms. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, whales, dolphins, and then the digestive room.
Okay, whales. So here we go. Whale energies. Here they come. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Next will be the dolphins. Here they come. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And now we'll go into the room that works with your digestive system. So one, request your healing. Two, three, four, and five. So I'll go into two more rooms before we come back here. Now let's go into the white light room here. And here comes this energy. Stronger, 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 stronger and stronger. And we'll go into the room that has the turtles. So here comes the turtles, and these happen to be desert tortoises. So here they come. Kind of slow, but they're coming. One, you can ride on them. Two, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And I'll go into one more room here. We'll go into the room which has the blue jays. So here comes the blue jays. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Can I do one more room, Kathy?
Okay. Let's see. How about the raccoons?
What room is that?
Raccoons.
Ah, raccoons. Okay, here we go. Raccoon room. So, I'm thinking of Davy Crockett with his raccoon hat here. So, anyway, here we go. Poor raccoon. Maybe he's already dead. Anyway, we'll assume that it died and they made a hat out of him. So, here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke. So we'll come back from the light ship. And we're getting our animal pets, flower, tree, garden, plants, garden, gardens, if you have many of them. Maybe you have somewhere else that you thought about, and that went up also. Some people think about maybe they see something as they're driving their car. They're going to bring it out to the light ship. So sometimes we'll bring up a tree or something that's not in their yard. That's perfectly fine. So here we go. Coming up, going down. One, two, three, four, and five. Okie doke. So we're back, everybody. So back to you, ladies.
That felt very peaceful, Ron. It's so nice to imagine being healed by a tortoise. I know they're kind of heavy, but in the light ship, everything is weightless, right?
Yeah.
Right. Cindy, have you got any comments there in the fast chat?
Oh, in the fast chat?
Or in the
email?
Couple
more emails.
Oh, great.
Sure. Yes. We have an email that is talking about spirit. I have a question about spirit. I can command my spirit to drop my stuff, occupy my body, to be on the now timeline. I'm a bit conflicted as I listen to archives. I'm hearing the spirit is just along for the ride and cannot do anything for me. Then I heard, ask spirit to guide you regarding something specific. Please be precise as to what exactly I ask spirit to do or what spirit cannot do. Thanks for clarifying that. Oh, and as a P.S., also the show for healing is greatly anticipated. Ron, you had mentioned next week doing a show regarding healers and what to do. So thank you.
Okay, so your spirit looks out of your eyes, and when your spirit was first in your body, your whole body had a spirit consciousness, okay? That was before you had the mind energy that, as far as thinking, and that's connected to everybody else on the planet, which you could call the oneness energy of the matrix, okay? And so the oneness energy, which is the darkness energy in collective consciousness where everybody can get their thoughts from. So where we are now is most people are connected to that in their mind. That's why you do the mind-to-heart drop to get released out of it. So your spirit is just with you to bring forth the energy of whatever you're doing physically into your creation. So you're doing creations of light. Now, can your spirit guide you? Well, if you're in the now and you get out of the mind energy, yes, you may have something helping you as far as guidance, but it's not going to tell you what to do and what not to do because your spirit's in non-judgment. So it may give you different ideas of what you may want to do, just like you have in mind energy. You know, if you want to paint your house, we'll say, then you may go to the store and look at different colors of paint, swatches, and figure out what you want to do. So you're in mind energy. Can your spirit do the same thing in the now? Yes, it could do that. I think it could probably give you that color. That might be one option for you. But, you know, you're here to have free will, free choice. So your spirit is not going to tell you yes and no about anything because it can't. Then it would be judging creation, and that would be judging the light. But you will be able to have insight, more insight when you're in the now. And then when you're in the now and you have that insight, then you're going to be manifesting in light versus manifesting in the, you know, the dark light or the light of the darkness, okay? And that's the difference. So hopefully I answered your question the way you would, you know, the way it worked for you. How did that sound to you, ladies?
I think so, yes, through your eyes.
And if we need to go further with this explanation, just please send another email. I don't mind addressing it more than one time. You know, maybe I covered maybe 80% of it, and you still need a 20% clarification. So, yes, I can do that, again, if you need so. And just, you know, maybe input there on the email, you know, what I need to address. Okay, so back to you, ladies.
Okay, Cindy,
oh,
would you like to
Ron,
continue?
You bet. We do have another quick update on the eyes. A listener that sent email indicating the eyes had changed and the eye colors had changed, and listener remarks, yes, my vision has improved and my color has changed brighter, and unfortunately, because this message was in the subject line, it was cut off. So, listener, regarding your eyesight, your vision, or eyesight and the color of your eyes, if you have more information, please feel free to email us, clsquestions@yahoo.com, and put your comments in the main posting area because it's limited to the subject. So that's great news, Ron and Kathy. She did confirm her vision improved.
Yes, and also if you do send a question over, put down what day you'd like to have it addressed. Some people may only be able to hear a show once a week, and so put down the day that you're listening so we can address it on that particular day.
That's a good point, Ron, and also it helps if you put the topic in the subject line so that we know specifically that area that that we're looking at. We can do a quick read on that. Well, I know that we're actually getting close to the end of the show. I'd like to do a couple more announcements before we go. On our CLS chat intro page, we do have reminders and the links and additional information are listed on the reminder page. And specifically, I want to mention the New Earth Transport Clearing because that is a free clearing that Ron has kindly offered for us. The link is there and also the username and the password. And that is to log each of your completed online healing so that they can be stored where the light can find them and identify you upon ascension. So thank you, Ron, for doing that. There are several other healings that are listed there, and the links, of course, go right to creationlightship.com. And one more mention about our exciting event coming up tomorrow, Physical Rejuvenation Call. Tomorrow, Sunday, 8-hour call, and thank you very much. Back to you, Kathy.
Thanks, Cindy. Yeah, the call is tomorrow. Have some water ready, and especially some body misting water, because Ron starts those usually right away, and it's hard to scramble around at the very beginning, and call them a little bit early if you're registered. It starts at 10 a.m. Pacific time. Okay, so comments from the fast chat regarding the trip to the Creation Light Ship. Someone said they saw two tortoises today in a lake, or two turtles, and someone else saw them as on the Creation Light Ship, that they were very large and they were fun. Someone else said that the trip to the Creation Light Ship was very peaceful. And, okay, so the person also who asked the question about spirit, Ron, has confirmed that everything's a lot more clear now. So she's fine with the answer you gave her about spirit.
Well, that's great, yeah, because, see, a lot of people think that when you're connected in the moment that you're going to get all this spirit information coming to you, you know, and that's not the case. You know, you're having free will, free choice, and you can't have some guidance there. I can't necessarily say that it's going to tell you not to go someplace or to go someplace, but, you know, it can give guidance. But remember, you know, you're here to have a life, and your life is what you're doing. And when you have your doing this here, then your spirit is going to bring its energy into whatever you're doing. So that's the way it works, and that's the way it works on all planets of light. So remember, on all planets of light, you know, this one here has mind energy mixed up in it, but, you know, you are very peaceful continuously. And whatever you choose to do, you do, and you have spirit energy put into your creations. That's the way it works here also. That's why we had that special clearing for the 8-hour calls that I gave away, so people could retrieve their spirit out of their, you know, past items, things that they maybe made or built or did, so you can get your spirit energy back to you. So I guess we'll just do the mind-to-heart drop and close the program here. So I'll just say thank you, ladies, for coming on. And here we go. And our call tomorrow is at 10 o'clock Pacific. So here we go. That's the 8-hour call. So doing the mind-to-heart drop. So dropping down command in your spirit out loud to take your thoughts in your head. That's the energies of darkness, the mind chatter that keeps you out of the present moment, and dropping them into your heart to be heart-centered with your spirit and to be out of time. So here we go, dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody, so thank you. Hope you enjoyed this VBS program. And we'll be going back to the light ship again next Saturday. So thank you, ladies. Thank you, BBS. Bye, everyone.